if you look at the headlines even this morning, you'll see, I mean, the Chicago Sun-Times went into bankruptcy today, and as we've watched science sections in newspapers and elsewhere go under over the last 2 years, we began to change our focus, and it became obvious to us and all of our university partners, and by partners I mean universities that NSF funds, where we fund research. We probably fund 20 to 30,000 principal investigators in a given year, all of whom have a mandate and a mission to communicate their science results to the public. So we began to change our strategy and to look at other ways to make sure that those research results were communicated more broadly to the public. So one of the things we're trying is a new website called science360.gov, which will be a portal. And by a portal, I mean when content comes to us, it's an aggregate site. When content comes to us, we make it available in a timely fashion. But you can then, when you watch it or listen to it on our site, you can also go back out to other sites. So let's take radio for an example. We've approached more than 130 organizations all over the world, including Scientific American Science Podcasts, Nature's Podcasts, University Podcasts. We make those available on the site. You can do one of three things with that. You can listen to that, you know, that particular podcast that day. You can put it into a content portfolio, similar to what Pandora does, and you can listen to different broadcasts at your leisure, or you can download those podcasts. It's a one-click download. So we want to make it as simple as possible, and we also want to honor our partnerships with others so that it builds traffic for their site as well. So, for instance, when you all have science broadcasts, we hope to make those available as well and help build your audience.
Well, this is fascinating, and really, as part of the feature, you have some of the material that came from Discovery, the Discovery Channel. What sorts of material are carried here?
Well, I'll tell you, we're trying lots of different things, and we haven't really announced this yet. It's brand new, but as an example of some of the things we're trying, when CNN got rid of their entire science and technology staff probably two, three months ago, they let the entire science section go. We talked to their longtime executive producer for science coverage, Peter Dykstra, and we said, "Would you like to come work with us?" So he said, "Yes." We've just reached an agreement with him, and Peter and stringers all over the country right now are working to produce every week one five-minute, very high-level five-minute video piece on the biggest science story that we can, you know, collectively conceive of. And we're talking to the Science Channel and others about carrying that as part of their regular programming. But we'll also make that available on the science360.gov site. That's typical of what we're trying to do. We're looking for the most interesting, the coolest science that's and engineering that's out there, and we're trying to make it available, you know, through this portal site. That's the goal, at least.
That's kind of interesting because it comes at a juncture when the Obama administration is trying to boost education and prepare more students for the 21st century. And there's a wide perception that American students are behind in sciences and engineering. So this might be very good timing, not only from an economic standpoint, you know, picking up some of these science journalists, but also because this is where we need to beef up our educational system.
Well, we couldn't agree more. And in fact, that's why we're announcing the launch of science360.gov on Friday. And in fact, we're breaking the embargo a little bit here today, but that's fine. The Texas Motor Speedway, just prior to a NASCAR race, one of our partners is NASCAR. We've created a 12-part video series called The Science of Speed, in partnership with NASCAR, that we plan to make broadly available to science teachers and schools all across America to meet that need, which is to reach, you know, to make science, to reach beyond what we talk about as the science ghetto. In the United States, there are anywhere from 6 to 7 million adults who pay very close attention to science news. They read everything they can possibly read. They listen to NPR. They listen to, you know, they'll pay attention to science wherever it occurs. But getting beyond that core group of folks who really care deeply about science is hard. It's very difficult. So we're looking for ways to sort of break through those barriers. And something like the science of speed, we believe, is that sort of a thing. When you look at the segments, it talks about kinetic energy as an example.
Mm-hmm.
But they learn about kinetic energy while they watch a car crash into a safety wall and the driver get out and survive, because with some NSF funded research at universities that have looked at safety walls and safety barriers, that driver gets up and walks away and holds a press conference alive, because science has literally saved his life.
Yeah, you've got material science, you've got engineering of structures, you've got a whole lot of things going on in a case like this.
Absolutely.
In fact, most people don't even know the difference between bore and stroke, talking about speed.
Well, you know, I can remember when I went to the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia as a little girl, their display of static electricity was spinning a kid around in a chair, and then their hair would stand up on end. At the
that was
end,
centrifugal force, not static electricity.
Well, it was also static electricity. And which one was it?
That's one of the most famous science pictures around there, with that little girl with her hair straight up.
It's the greatest. I mean, it still sticks in my mind, and it gets through to me. It got through to me. I was like, right. Wow, look at that.
Well, we are up against the clock. I would love to continue this, except to say that Federal News Radio is a partner of Science 360, and some of our science stories, I believe, are already going to be available there on Friday.